Mark 11:23 talks about mountains. This mountain. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You'll notice you speak to the mountain. I like the translation says, whosoever shall say the mountain, move. That's clear, isn't it? Move. In other words, you're not moving it just inches so you can go around it. But you're moving it totally and completely out of your way. This mountain, whosoever shall say unto what? This mountain, this mountain. In other words, there was a specific mountain, this mountain. It wasn't a do something, please do something. It was a person who had identified their desire, their need, and spoke specifically to that desire, to that need. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. It wasn't what I call a multiple choice prayer. Now we find that in the following verse. What things soever you desire. It's a specific mountain. It's a specific desire. Now that's where the prayer of faith begins. It begins by identifying the mountain, identifying the need, having a specific desire. And many times when we pray and give God choices. God, if I should have this job in Orlando, open that door. If I should have this job in Lakeland, open the Lakeland door, close the Orlando door. Does that sound specific to you? Does that sound like we've identified the mountain? Does that sound like we're moving in faith? No. Absolutely not. That kind of prayer will not be answered. Not by the prayer of faith. Now Mark 11:23, Mark 11:24 is the prayer of faith. It identifies the mountain. What mountain are you moving? This mountain. Whosoever shall say, whosoever. Is that good news or what? Whosoever. Whosoever will say. Now many times we're not even speaking to the mountain. We're talking about the mountain. Oh, I have this awful pain. I have this traumatic problem. We're telling everybody we know about the mountain, but we're not talking to the mountain. And it's all right. And in fact, I encourage you to have a friend, a confidant, someone full of faith who won't let your nose dive and get into grief and bitterness and doubt. Someone who will raise you up and say, I hear what you're saying, but now let's go over the word of the living God. Someone who will encourage you and strengthen you. Everybody needs somebody. Iron sharpens iron. The multitude of counselors, the scripture says. So you should have somebody you can talk to, somebody you can consult with, somebody who won't let you crawl on your belly. You know what I mean? Have you ever done that? You should be walking and leaping, and you're crawling and creeping. Yeah. Well, you need somebody. But you've got to identify the mountain. You've got to speak specifically to that mountain. And it says this will work for whosoever will speak to the mountain, not speak about the mountain. And if Susan is my confidant, and once we've discussed my mountain, I still have to speak to the mountain. And sometimes, friend, clear your vision. Have you noticed that? Because it doesn't look nearly as traumatic to me as it would to you. And sometimes just talking to a friend, you can see it's not as big a deal as you thought. Or maybe it is a big deal, but you see all things are possible with God, and all things are possible with the man that believes that all things are possible with God. And it helps you clear up your mountain. Helps you see clearly. Now we're not going to talk about the mountain. That's okay to talk to a friend. Now people that go from friend to friend have generally not addressed the mountain. They're depending upon some friend to do something for them. We will work with you. We cannot work for you. We can stand by your side to work with you, to help you to overcome, to point you to the correct scriptures. But I can't do this for you. So once the friend has worked with you and helped you, and my vision is clear, and I'm anchored in the word of the living God, I'm going to speak to this mountain. I'm going to say, move. And I meant to the sea. That's about what? 100 miles from here?